This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'm Scott Hollinger. Today, we're continuing our conversation with Ruth Van Rieken, and Ruth continues her look at losses that we experience as a result of working outside our passport country. Ruth looks at why we need to count the cost and why we need to expect the unexpected. She says it will help us and our children as we continue to grow in the Lord and in our experience in our ministry and work.
Something we begin to discover that is both a positive, but is what makes it so hard, is we start to find out there are costs we didn't know. The positive is we start to find out there are idols we didn't know. When I was thinking of going overseas, I assumed I would go to Nigeria. I had planned for that all my life. I was going to be a medical worker. First off, we couldn't get visas, and I couldn't believe it. I was born there. How in the world could they not give me a visa? I knew God could work miracles. Nothing was happening. I just was dumbfounded. And so I went in prayer. I said, God, you know, you have to do this and that. And I was like, he said, did you want to follow me or did you want to go to Nigeria? I said, but it's the same thing. He said, is it? And I didn't realize, I had just assumed I could speak the language. This was obviously where I should go. And I wanted to go. It was my home. So for me to go back there wasn't actually, you know, a big cost. That was where I wanted to go. The other thing was, someone did go to Liberia in later years, and I couldn't do my nursing. Since I was a child, I had planned to be a medical worker. I'd gone to the villages. I'd bandaged up people. I'd watched operations. I thought, what do you mean? I mean, I went to all this training, and you're not going to let me be a nurse here? And again, will you trust me? Will you let it go? So sometimes, you know, we see these things that we didn't know, and he says, would you give me that too? And I think, how could you? I mean, you know, you're the one that asked me.
Right.
But then we begin to see his grace and how when we let some of these things go, he gives us more, and he works and he uses us and does things that are the great miracle. But he, bottom line, says we won't finish. One other thing I think we should understand, if we don't count the cost and deal with our grief, and it's coming out in anger and depression and so forth, ultimately it comes out in bitterness. And that is where I think a lot of the problems happen overseas, is the bitterness that comes because we begin to blame each other. We begin to blame our leaders. We begin to blame the culture. Instead of looking at what's going on inside and that we're in grief, we put that anger on other people. And the Bible says, if we are bitter, we are wrong. Even if you are absolutely right about the situation, your bitterness is a sign that you are not trusting God, that there is something you've taken yourself for yourself, and you've claimed God's will in a way as your will, in a sense, because God's big enough to do his will. And so if anybody's listening and they have a very bitter spirit about anything, that is your first issue, and I don't care what great work you're planning today.
We've talked about unresolved grief. I've always understood grief to be a process. And in my own life, I think, for example, about people in my family who've passed away years and years ago when I was a child. Mm-hmm. And very early on, after the death of a loved one, the grief was sharp and it was very hard. And as time went on, I have warm memories of those who've passed on. I may even have a time when I feel a moment of sadness for the loss. But for all intents and purposes, for those who passed away when I was a child, I have warm memories and I've moved on. Why do you think there is unresolved grief? Why does it occur? Why can't we move on from some of these issues?
That's a really good question. And I think that's why it's so important to look at this. When people die, it's kind of a catastrophic grief. Mm-hmm. It's a defined moment. It's a defined event. And So there is the ability to look at it, to do the crying, to do the acknowledgement, and we take the person and we think about them and we reflect and we move through to the final stage of grief, which is acceptance. Right. Not that everything's okay, but we come to terms with the fact that they're gone. When we don't even have an awareness of what the losses are, that's what I call the creeping losses. Mm. These little things that there's not a moment you can say this happened. But it becomes an accumulation of these little things, or like the mushrooms you talked about. I mean, you know, there's not a moment you had a cataclysmic loss of mushrooms. Right. It's just kind of this place deep inside. And so that's why we didn't have awareness. And so we aren't even able to do something. But I think also particularly for those of us who work with Christian organizations, there's an enormous lack of permission. We discount the loss because, well, what are mushrooms compared to the glories of heaven? Okay, fine. You're right. So the permission to even say it's legitimate that I miss picking mushrooms is taken away. And you think, well, that was really stupid or that's silly. And actually it's almost kind of shaming that I would miss mushrooms when I'm serving Jesus, you know, so wonderfully. We compare it to the higher good, which is part of that too. Compared to higher issues, mushrooms are so small. And they are. But it's part of all the things it means to be made in his image, which connects us to home and all those. And then we deny the grief. You could just say, well, it's not a big deal. I really don't mind not picking mushrooms because you yourself know. You said before, we don't want to look at the pain. So that's another way we do it. We just jump over it. Certainly, we often have lack of time to process because we live very busy lives. And so the losses become cumulative because we don't have time to sit and reflect on, oh, it would be lovely to spend the day picking mushrooms or something. Mm-hmm. But then, as I've said many times, you know, my big thing is comfort. Because of all the above, then we don't come alongside each other and say, it's okay. And this is where the Holy Spirit is the comforter. Mm-hmm. And the Bible is filled with messages of comforting one another. And comforting is not the same as encouragement, which is my byline if you've ever heard me say anything. Encouragement is spurring us on, and that comes after comfort. But too often we move to explaining to somebody what they should do, how they should get over it, instead of just saying, you know what, it's okay that you'd like to pick mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand because I would like to just listen to the ocean one more time, lapping on the shore where we used to be kids and something like that. So I think those are the ways, because we really don't legitimize what it cost us. And in that way, in the goofiest of ways, we are delegitimizing some of Christ's losses. He lost an awful lot of little things. Mm. When he came to be a man, he lost a lot of big things like the glories of heaven and a few other things. But he lost a lot along the way when he says he didn't have a place to lay his head. The whole comfort issue, the whole place of home, the whole place of family, the place of being always on the move. They wouldn't say that it was that he didn't have a place to lay his head if it wasn't important that we had that sense of rootedness, that place of home. So then when we start to look at our own losses, I can always say, Jesus, when did you feel like this? And he always did. And that's the wonderful thing about entering into the fellowship of his sufferings in the funny way is it's the tiny things as well as the big things he lost when he came.
Each of us, when moving away from our home culture, will experience loss when we make the move. And we will also experience loss when we move away from the culture that we were working in to another culture. I'm grateful and thankful to Ruth for taking the time to share her thoughts with us on dealing with loss and the importance of being allowed to grieve those losses. I believe that for many of us, it is something that we have not thought about, the permission to grieve the loss, no matter how small it may be.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.